Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
The Los Angeles Public Library was quiet, except for the whispers of a handful of librarians and their hushed but growing excitement. Then, 4 teenage girls in mismatched outfits and bright smiles entered the room and grabbed their instruments to warm up. Usually, if you make noise in the library, someone tells you to pipe down, but these girls were here to break the rules. They're ready to shake things up, get things started, and announce to the world, we are the Linda Lindas. I'm Fani Diaz.
I'm Jen Alba.
And I'm Leti Martinez.
We are in the Latina punk band, Fea.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, a fairy tale podcast about the rebel women who inspire us.
On this episode, we bring you the girl-powered future of punk rock, the Linda Lindas.
Here's a fun fact. None of the Linda Lindas are actually named Linda. There's 14-year-old Eloise on bass, her 12-year-old cousin Mila on drums, Mila's 15-year-old sister, Lucia, and their 18-year-old friend, Bella. Each play guitar and all of them sing. Eloise, Mila, Lucia, and Bella are proudly half Asian and half Latinx, just like their band name. See, they got their name the Linda Lindas from a Japanese movie, Linda Linda Linda, which is named after a Japanese punk song by the Blue Hearts, Linda Linda. Also, Linda means pretty in Spanish. So, how did these four young rebels come together to make this fabulous, fierce band? Well, their friendship goes way back. When they were younger, Eloise, Mila, Lucia, and Bella made up dance routines, and they pranked their grandparents by hiding under the dinner table. Or at least three of them did. Bella was always a very polite dinner guest. They were all from musical and artistic households, but the idea of being in a band seemed far away, maybe for when they were older. Until one day, at the beginning of 2018, when musician Kristen Control asked them to join her along with some other kids playing a set at girls' school. Now, girls' school wasn't an actual school with math books and science projects. It was a woman-led music festival featuring female-centered bands. And in this case, kids would go up on stage and play with professional musicians. At the time, Bella had been learning guitar, but the other three were new to playing their instruments other than piano, and they had only practiced together a couple times. It could have been really nerve-wracking to get up on that stage, but somehow, it wasn't. Surrounded by grown-ups and other kids who believed in them, it didn't matter that they weren't quite sure what they were doing yet. It was exhilarating to get up there and just go for it.
5, 6, 7, 8!
Playing together and singing punk rock and new wave covers, they got louder and prouder as their confidence grew. On that stage that day, a spark ignited inside each one of them. And when the last chord rippled out into the crowd, the cheers lifted them off the ground.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope.
She's hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Listen, we've all had our embarrassing BO moments, am I right? I once made my friend's Pearl Jam t-shirt stink so badly that she blamed me for the band breaking up. But fear not. Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making sure that none of us have to worry about BO ever again. Unlike many other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a whole new way. Lumi delivers 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yeah, that includes your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. As a special offer, new customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. I kid you not, the Lavender Sage Cream Tube is definitely on my list of things I must have if I'm stranded on a deserted island. Smell for yourself. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code REBELGIRLS. So lift those pits and stay rebel!
Later that year, Belle asked the other girls if they wanted to play another gig together, this time at a rock venue in L.A. Heck yeah, they did! Mila, Lucia, Eloise, and Bella danced out onto that stage like they owned it. By that fall, they officially formed the Linda Lindas. They met to jam out together, coming up with clashy, loud punk chords that fired them up. They made an incredible team, too, building off each other's suggestions and creative energy. And when they played their instruments, their individual sound came together to form explosive rhythms and irresistible melodies. It was so much fun. They felt unstoppable. And they were. The more concerts they play, the more people flock to their sound, demanding more.
We are the Linda Lindas. It was April of 2019, and the Linda Lindas were performing in front of thousands of people at the Hollywood Palladium. It felt like a dream, but it was totally true. One of their all-time heroes, punk rocker Kathleen Hanna, had invited them to open for her band's first show in over 20 years. The Linda Lindas were so excited to run onto that stage. The music hall was flooded with pink lights and wild excitement as they picked up their instruments and broke into their first song. They played a combo of fast-paced favorites and punk covers. In between songs, they ran around the stage and switched instruments too. They experimented with their chord progressions and tempos, challenging themselves to try new things. They were bold and unafraid, like true punk rockers. And the crowd loved them. I mean, who wouldn't love confident, talented kids rocking out with cat whiskers drawn on their faces and something important to say? Things were going so well for the Linda Lindas. They were getting booked for sold-out shows with friends like Alice Bag and Bleach, and also performing at do-it-yourself or DIY matinees with punk legends like The Dills, Alley Cats, The Last, The Gears, and Frank. They were really taking off. And then, the pandemic hit. Suddenly, everything felt uncertain. There was so much confusion and worry as the world went into lockdown. The Linda Lindas hated being apart from each other. They wanted to get together and jam in the backyard or fill their garages with new chords and lyrics, but they had to stay home until it felt safer to get together. So, they decided they'd each practice and try writing on their own until they could be reunited. It was challenging, for sure, but with time, they each began to find their individual voices. They knew that when they did come back together, they'd be even better than before.
And finally, that day did come. In May of 2021, the Linda Lindas were invited to record an online concert at the LA Public Library for Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month. That's how they got to stride into the library in their mismatched outfits and make some noise. The girls were so excited to be back and share their songs with the crowd. After tuning their instruments and greeting everyone, the band jumped into the first original tune they ever wrote, Claudia Kishi. The sound poured over the room in an upbeat call and response chorus. It was heart thumping, foot stomping, head banging fun. From there, they launched into songs about Bella's cat, about growing up, and about missing their friends during lockdown. Then, Mila introduced a new piece called Racist Sexist Boy. She'd written it with Eloise, inspired by hurtful words that a boy had said to her about being Chinese. So this is about him and all the other racist sexist boys in the world, Eloise shouted. The room exploded with sound. Eloise roared the first verse. Mila came in next, her higher, poppier voice crackling with electricity. Bella had a sturdy, rock star stance, her green streaked hair in her face. Lucia wailed on her guitar, whipping her head around. They were all having a blast. So were the librarians. You are a racist, sexist boy, Eloise shouted. We rebuild what you destroy. One of the greatest things about that song is that it wasn't about just that one boy. It was a rallying cry to defeat all the racist, sexist boys in the world. The band used their instruments, their voices, and their true punk spirits to push for change. And when it streamed online, viewers totally got it. Soon after the library posted the video of the concert, Lucia and Mila were at home in their PJs when their dad burst in to say, "You're going viral!" The girls were stunned. They looked online and saw that their performance was being shared all over the internet, even by famous bands and people they admired. The sisters called their other band members with the news, still not quite sure what to think. Suddenly, they had 100,000 followers and were being asked to play show after show. How were they going to manage all that? And their homework, too?
Well, Rebels, the Linda Lindas are still figuring out the answer to that question. Meanwhile, they've appeared in movies, released an incredible record called Growing Up, and they continue to inspire audiences everywhere. They keep daring themselves to try new things, too. Sisters Mila and Lucia composed Magic, a song about finding magic in every moment. Eloise created two powerful anthems, Fine and Why. And Bella wrote a song called Cuantas Veces, finding it easier to express her feelings in Spanish. Just imagine, Rebels, right now, the Linda Lindas might be hanging out together, instruments in hand, piecing together chords and lyrics in their next big hit. I can almost feel the energy in their new riffs and rhythms, inviting us all to get loud and fierce with them. Let's do it. Let's make some noise.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Good Night Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Letty Martinez, as well as my band members, Jen Alva and Fani Diaz. It was produced and directed by Haley Dapkus, with sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. The story was written by Nicole Harutunian and edited by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Radigan. The executive producers were Jess Wolf and Joy Smith. Original theme music was composed and performed by Eletra Barjaki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Good news alert! We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.